All across America and around the world, this is Veterans Radio.
This is Veterans Radio.
Welcome to Veterans Radio. I am Jim Fossone with VeteransRadio.net. We are recording today from the Legal Help for Veterans studio in Northville, Michigan. Legal Help for Veterans is a veterans disability law firm. You can reach us at 800-693-4800. We're really proud on Veterans Radio today to have as our guest Al Magg with Veteran Tickets Foundation. Al, say hello to the Veterans Radio listening audience.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for having me. I'm honored to be on.
Well, Al, we're really happy to be able to introduce your organization, where you're the chief marketing officer, to our Veterans Radio listeners. Tell us a little bit about what Veteran Tickets Foundation is all about.
Well, VetTix, and that'll be the nickname here. VetTix has been around for about 5 years, and we offer two programs, Tickets for Troops and Heroes Wish. So let me just stick to the tickets for now. Basically, we get tickets from anybody you can imagine that sells them. It can be the everybody from the NFL to NASCAR to your local comedy clubs to the circus to Disneyland. It doesn't matter. If there are tickets being sold, and there's millions every day going out, and we unfortunately know there's approximately a million plus that are not used by people every day, and which is very sad, and we are trying to make that go away. We would like to get tickets from people. Again, they can be from teams, professional teams, colleges, and so on, to donate tickets to us, and we get them in the hands of our military veterans and their immediate family of troops killed in action, and they are either current serving or vets. From any era, it doesn't matter. And currently, we have, in fact, this week, we're probably going to hit a milestone of 1.5 million tickets served, which is we're pretty excited about, because just a year ago at this time, we had served a million. So we've grown 500,000 pretty quickly, and so we're very proud of the growth we've had serving our veterans in all 50 states and D.C.
Well, Al, let me back you up, because I think I want to slow it down and focus in. VetTix, which is V-E-T-T-I-X .org, if you're looking for it on the Internet, VetTix took this unique situation of empty seats in events and arenas and said, boy, how do we get those to veterans? How did the founders stumble on this concept?
About 5-6 years ago at a Super Bowl here in Arizona, the CEO of our group, Mike Forcaretto, was at an event at that Super Bowl, and he knew one of the guys in the color guard. And when the color guard was finished, unfortunately, which I think is really poor form, on the NFL's part, the color guard had to leave. They don't stay to watch the game.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Of course it is. And Mike and his partner at the game had a couple seats next to him the whole game that were empty. And they're going, why? Jeez, I mean, we could have, somebody from the color guard could have sat here. And so it continued from there, and he started a program based on a college program he was working on. And he just said, he is a Navy vet, by the way, and he just felt pretty damn strong about the fact that, wow, wouldn't it be great to help veterans, as we know, aren't paid that well, or our military is not paid that well, and it would be just a nice thing to do to help people go to events they can't normally afford. And he's turned it into a few thousand tickets when they first started out to, as I said, a million point five tickets being served to people. So I couldn't be prouder to know him. In fact, Mike was recently named to the Hill Vets 100, one of the top military known people in the United States today. And I think it's well deserved.
Oh, absolutely. Those are the, and we'll come back a little later and talk about some of your, both your donors and your board members. But Al, let's talk about you a little bit, so our listeners, can understand a little bit of your passion and enthusiasm. We're talking to Al Magg, who's the Chief Marketing Officer for Vet Ticks, or more formally Veteran Tickets Foundation. Al, how do you come to this particular mission?
Well, I ran into one of the co-founders of Vet Ticks at a marketing meeting where other marketers came together here in Phoenix, and we got to know each other fairly well, nice gentleman. And his name is Eddie Rausch. And as we were getting to know each other, he was explaining to me the fledgling program that they had. And I was the chief communications officer of a $26 billion company. And when you have that many zeros be in your number of a company, you usually have tickets. And we have suite tickets for all the sporting events here in Arizona and concerts and so on. And typical of many companies, they don't use all the tickets. So what Eddie was suggesting to me was, sure, I'll get you a few tickets. And then I must say I probably let that go. And the young lady working for me came up to me one day and says, Al, I got to tell you that Vet Ticks group is the only group that says thank you. And I said, well, give them more tickets. So as time went on, we just started realizing how effective they were and how good we felt giving away tickets to folks who normally couldn't go to these events. And it worked out really well. Eventually, they knew I was retiring from this big corporation, and they were nice enough. They made a big mistake asking me, but whatever. They'll figure it out eventually. But at this point in time, I was honored that they asked would I consider doing this. And to be honest with you, it turned out to be a really good thing because I was headed in the direction once I was going to retire to start up a PR business just for nonprofits. And they became the foundation of what I wanted to accomplish. And so they are my a wonderful program to work with. I'm honored they want me to be their CMO, and it's a easy job because you tell people about your story, and this story is a good one. People do listen, they smile, and this is a good story. You know, there's so much happening in the world today. Our military vets do struggle with the VA, and there's all kinds of stories going out here and there that aren't always positive. Well, I think we got a positive story here for once. And
well, you're absolutely right, Al. And we at Veterans Radio try to highlight those kind of good stories, which is really what brought us to. Boy, we got to tell our folks about Vet Ticks. And interesting. Would you talk a little bit more, Al, about it? Because this might be something that most active duty folks and those who just retired, or those just getting out of service, we don't have the keys to those big C-suites where businesses operate and suites in stadiums. Talk to us a little bit about the recognition that there are businesses who don't use all their tickets.
Well, it usually starts with the sales department at these different companies, and then they end up sitting in somebody's desk drawer, and they start scrambling with a couple days to go, who's going to use the tickets, and then they offer them to the employees and so on. And too often these tickets get unused. But let's not just blame the companies out there. We all have been involved in a situation where you had tickets to a game or to a concert, and guess what? Something happened, and you just can't go at the last minute. And so instead of giving your tickets to your mother-in-law, here's a chance to give them to somebody probably more deserving in many cases. And I can tell you, I donate tickets. I'm I live in Phoenix. That's where we're headquartered with the VetTix gang. And, but I still have my season tickets to the Cubs and the Bears in Chicago where I grew up. And trust me, I don't always get rid of those tickets. So what I do is easily give them to my friends at VetTix. And, we get them out to people. So people will approach us, some of the promoters, some of the entertainers. With John Mellencamp, we had a deal with, told us that, that 100% of the people that were given tickets came to his events. We have, Kenny Chesney, always gives tickets to veterans. And so we help disperse them. Again, we get them from the different teams and so on. So our role is very simple. We get the tickets and get them out to people. Sometimes very quickly, Beyonce gave us 1,000 tickets with 24 hours notice and got them all served.
Wow.
So it's a real pleasure to do this for folks. And, when I talk about our tickets, we have 260,000 verified members. And all you gotta do is go on vettix.org, sign up. It's verified by a third party organization. And, we are, again, are looking for more people. I believe, I know you're out of Michigan. And I believe we have about 5,000 people out of Michigan right now.
And when you verify somebody as a VetTix member, who are the types of families or members of families that can take advantage of this this offering?
Well, in most cases, tickets are given out for maximum four. So here's a person who can take three friends or three or more family members. That's usually the case. But sometimes we do hand out a few more tickets.
And this is available to currently serving active duty military members?
Absolutely.
And also immediate family members of troops that have been killed in action?
So at this point in time, four tickets are served to most of our folks who do ask for tickets. I think there are sometimes they can get a couple more. But in most cases, they're always honorably discharged veterans can ask for these, immediate family of those killed in action, and currently serving military, all eras of being veterans.
That's great. Al, in terms of, and folks were talking to Al Maggs, who is the Chief Marketing Officer for VetTix here on Veterans Radio. When you do this and you get tickets to somebody, is there an impact for the rest of the community by these folks going to these events that otherwise the seats would be empty?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it's a win-win for an awful lot of people. We've done some studies, and we know that our VetTixers, when they go, they spend approximately $100 at the events, which includes parking, food and beverage. So that is something that not only fills a seat with someone smiling and having a good time and making that event look busy, but they're also taking care of getting some of the economy going. So it's all positive.
Well, that's really amazing. You hear that at times, but I guess you didn't think it. I didn't think about it. You're making free tickets available to them, maybe tickets for four and people, and that those tickets are pricey. But the reality of it is, they're going to buy some food, they're going to buy some drinks, maybe they're going to buy a souvenir to remember the event by, and that all adds up as well.
Yeah, out of the tickets we served last year, which is approximately 430,000. That value, those tickets, talk about the economy, those tickets were valued at almost $16 million. So let me say it again, $16 million. And so if those 400,000 people plus went and they spent some money, how much was that impact? So the numbers add up very, very quickly, and we're very proud of that.
And do you get a lot of feedback from the veterans and military members who go to these events where you've provided them free tickets about how their experience was?
Well, if there's one absolutely wonderful thing about VetTix is if you go on their site every day on their Facebook, every time you go on our Facebook, which I believe we have about 114,000 likes right now, which is growing every day, on Twitter and so on, we have testimonials. We have over 65,000 testimonials from people that are, and usually they're wearing a VetTix t-shirt. They got a little sign saying, thank you, VetTix. And you can always tell where they're at. They're either in front of a hockey rink or they're at a concert. You can tell where they're at. They send in a little note. And I think that's, again, why I ever got involved with the folks with VetTix in the first place, was the young lady told me they were the only group that ever said thank you. And now that I've been the CMO for these folks for the last couple years, oh, goodness, the testimonials, some will make you cry. They're so happy to be invited and to go. And I think what's really cool is it's creating memories. It is absolutely creating memories for people coming and going from their, their trips abroad. It's their chance to reacquaint themselves with their family, get involved in the community. It's a wonderful opportunity to do all these type of things. And it's creating memories that we're very, very, very pleased to read about. And if you go again on vetix.org, you can see these all the time.
Well, I know having looked at the Facebook page and read some of the testimonials, they were really quite moving. And there's tens of thousands of them. For any given month, there are hundreds of them. So you really get a sense of this is a real outpouring of thank you from those folks that you've made the tickets available to. Give us a little sense, Al, and we're talking to Al Magg, who is the Chief Marketing Officer for VetTix. Al, give us a little sense of how much time's involved here in terms of when I see a ticket or an event I might be interested in, how do I get the ticket? Do I need a week's lead time, or is this a spur-of-the-moment thing? How does that work?
A little bit of both, but let's take it from the beginning. So here's the process. You sign up to be a VetTixer. You get, and when you do get verified by this third party, then we start putting you on our email list of the zip code, area that you're in. Then we ask you what type of tickets you're looking for. Are you looking for football, NASCAR, and baseball? Or you want to go to concerts, symphonies, the circus, and so on? And so when we know what you're looking for, we start sending you consistent emails telling you what tickets are available. And the tickets don't go to the tallest or the shortest or the oldest or the youngest or the one that asks first. What you do is you get a coins, or I'll just call them points, that you get points by saying thank you, by taking pictures or telling us where you're at. There's some seniority, but as you stay involved with that ticket, you get more points. You keep adding these points up or coins, and so let's put it this way. If you want to go to an event which would be just an average program where there may not be as much interest, there might be 100 tickets and not everybody wants to go to it, well, anybody that signs up for it will probably get the tickets. But let's say it's an NFL game and everybody wants to go. 1,000 people want to go. So, again, this is where you throw in your coins. And you are asked to, how many coins do you want to gamble on to get involved in getting your tickets? And that's how you go. You get your points that way, and people get acknowledged, and they are put in this lottery system. They are acknowledged. They get them. Tickets are assigned to the member, and the member pays a small delivery fee. And when I say small, if you're going to an event that costs $70 or more, and the tickets are thus $280, your fee would be about $14. If it's a smaller event, your fee will be less. So no one pays more than a maximum $15 to just to round it off for you.
Oh, that's certainly fair. And I think it's kind of a brilliant move to say, hey, if you liked it and you give us some feedback about the enjoyment you and your family had, send us a photo, make some comments. You know, it gets you some more coins or points, if you will, and that helps you out on the next go round. So it keeps the person engaged in the process. Makes a lot of sense.
That's exactly the right word. It's engaged, but it also engages our donors. All these folks that are giving tickets, whether it be an individual, a team, a season ticket holder, all these types of people do appreciate hearing thank you. And this is a great plan by the guys, and people have acknowledged it. They send photos. They're always, I mean, I get my thank yous, and I appreciate it. I always like to hear who had my seats. And the tickets are sent to people by mail or electronically, or they can be in will call. So, again, you asked a good question about how fast, how much timing do you need. Depends on the tickets. But in many cases, everything can be done electronically. And that's what a lot of teams are doing with us today. It makes life a lot easier than sending physical tickets.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the society's moving that way, certainly. So how long does it take somebody, if I want to go on and get verified and put my information in and get your third-party reviewer to check off and say, yeah, welcome to the team? Is that a lengthy process?
No.
Take a day or a week?
Weeks.
Okay. Very good. It's a very interesting concept. It's obviously blowing up because, as you said, last year you did about 450,000 tickets were served, and this year you're already past the 500,000 mark, if I heard you right.
Yes, in the past year, yes. So it's going very quickly.
Well, it's a great concept. It's a great way to get folks who might not otherwise have the resources available to go to some of these events, and for them to get a little pat on the back, which is a thank you for your service.
Well, we have been growing. Our Facebook, when I first got involved with the team, I think we were around 50,000 on the Facebook area. Now we're 114,000, I believe. Our members, I believe we're around 175,000, and now we're around 265,000. So we're really adding people all the time. But we also appreciate all the donors, and more donors are coming through for us. And there's another way of supporting us as well, and that is with our Heroes Wish. And we do about, 47 last year. And these are once-in-a-lifetime wishes that are granted for our folks that are being deployed or coming back from deployment, and they are Purple Heart people, then severely wounded, or Purple Heart folks that have earned their honor.
The Purple Heart recipients are also eligible for the Heroes Wish program, as I understand it. So, so we'll come back and talk a little bit more about Heroes Wish after the break. We've been talking to Al Magg, who is the Chief Marketing Officer for VetTix. You can find it at vettix.org, VETTIX.org. A very innovative program that helps get event tickets to active military personnel, family members of those killed in action, and honorably discharged veterans. We'll come back. back after the break and talk some more about that program, but also we'll talk some more about Heroes Wish. You're listening to Veterans Radio. I'm Jim Fossone, and we'll be back right on the other side of this break. And welcome back to Veterans Radio. I'm Jim Fossone with VeteransRadio.net. We're talking today with Al Magg, who is the Chief Marketing Officer for Veteran Tickets Foundation, or VetTick.org. Before we took the break, Al, we were talking about one of your other programs that the foundation runs, which is Heroes Wish. Can you tell us a little bit more about Heroes Wish?
Heroes Wish program allows deployed and severely wounded members a one-time request for tickets or a special event. And most of the folks want to take their family to Disneyland or Disney World. We had one person wanted to go to a NASCAR race, and we helped them out get a VIP treatment. Another person wanted to go to a Blackhawks game, and we got them VIP treatment as well. So it depends on what their wish is. So bottom line is we've done about 47 last year. And what happens is we determine what the cost is, and we put like a thermometer. People try to raise money for them. So there's people can donate to, they can look at the list of people on our website, again, vettix.org, and say, I really like what this person did or and what the family wants to do, and they can give us a couple bucks or they can pay for the whole thing, and we have sponsors who actually do that. So we're very excited about the Heroes Wish program. To be honest with you, I hope we don't do too many of them because that means somebody has been injured and has a purple heart. And so I hope that program goes away one day.
Yeah, that would be nice. It's also I think one of those ways in which the community at large can thank family members and service members who've given so much. It's sort of a Make-A-Wish Foundation concept, but focused in on those who find themselves in this spot because of the service that they've delivered to their country, if I understand it right.
Absolutely correct. And these folks have come back from deployment, or they are going to be deployed. And that's what the stories are when you read about them and go, wow, you really want to help these folks. I have a toy foundation that for the last 25 years, and for the first time we paid for a family to go to Disneyland. And the reaction from my donors to helping our VetTix folks was extremely well received. And I'm sure we'll do it again.
Well, that's a great, a great service. I'm always amazed here on Veterans Radio that we get to talk to people who saw an opportunity. Maybe it was a problem that needed to be solved, and they came up with a situation to solve that, or what I would call, and this is a little bit about, you know, I think this term applies to VetTix, it's sort of an elegant solution. It's, hey, there are seats available, and there are good people who could be put in those seats if you could get the tickets in their hands, and let's get the ticket holders and the veterans connected. And that's that. You guys have really created an elegant solution to this situation. I commend you on that. Tell me a little bit about your donors, if you will. Who are there some real go-to donors that you want to highlight here?
I mentioned a couple of the concerts folks who support us, but we're obviously based in Arizona, so most of the teams help us. Phoenix International Raceway helps us, but we really get tickets from all over the country, and I'm sure I'm going to disappoint somebody if I say I'll give out too many names here, but some of my favorites are, you know, when you get tickets from us, we don't tell you where the tickets are at. And no one ever complains about that. They just say thank you. They get their tickets and they go. And some people may be in the last row, but some might actually be in the first row next to the dugout at the Yankee game because the owner of the Yankees gave them the tickets. And that's really a true story. It happens all the time. So we have other folks like the Philadelphia Soul. We have the KISS team from in L.A. From the Arena Football that support us. They do 50-50 raffles for us. Again, quite a few of the NFL teams, that's the most popular tickets. Many of the NASCAR folks give us tickets. But the reality is it can be a symphony. It can be a concert. It can be a circus. It can be a comedy club. And we are working with La Jolla Playhouse right now because they're in San Diego, and they have a program. I love a program also here in Arizona, which is the Gamage Theater. They do date night, and they also do, they're working on a program at Thanksgiving for dinner and a play on Thanksgiving for our vet fixers and other veterans.
So if a venue or a promoter wanted to be involved at a more regular level with VetTix, that's something that they can contact you guys about and sort of get involved in?
Absolutely. Some of our supporters, they want the publicity as well to say they've done something nice for our veteran community, which is fine. But I would tell you, 95% of them don't. They're just happy to give us the tickets. It's very interesting to watch those kind of dynamics. Being a PR guy and a marketing guy, I'm always thinking, boy, they should want the publicity. You know what? They don't. They just want to say thank you, which is really cool. And then when the other great part is when we do get these tickets, 90%, sometimes more, as I said, John Mellencamp told us 100%, the people who get the tickets actually show up. And we understand from some of the teams who give out tickets, only 25% of them show up. So we have, our folks are very engaged. They go, they spend money, they say thank you, and so why wouldn't that process be repeated?
That's right, and we talked about that earlier, how they have to be engaged by first getting verified on your website through a third-party vendor that they're truly a veteran or active military member, and then to sort of increase their priority on tickets, they have to be engaged by saying, posting pictures or saying thank you or doing those sorts of things as well.
Right. The other sponsors are starting to help us out a little bit. Jameson's Irish Whiskey, they're doing signage for us.
Another reason to drink Jameson Irish Whiskey. I can't wait to go home and tell the wife, the Brigadier General retired, that there's another reason I should do this.
Let's put it this way. Quite a few of us are always looking for excuses to do something, and why
absolutely.
Not?
Absolutely.
If I had three requests for your folks, I'd probably say, hey, look, sign up. That's first thing. Sign up, get involved, get engaged. Number two, if you know somebody that has tickets, has an in-force, you don't have to do it. Just give us their name, and we'll call them up and ask them how can we work with you. We've been working with, I keep saying some of the professional teams. You're out of Michigan, no doubt the Red Wings and I'm trying to think the other team right.
The Tigers, the Pistons.
The Tigers, and Michigan State, Michigan, University of Michigan give us tickets. So everybody seems to be coming through for us, especially when they know what their attendance is normally at. So sometimes they have some great seats and sometimes they're sold out, and that's the way it goes. I hope they're all sold out, but that is not the case in most business activities these days.
Well, Al, let's talk about a couple of the other issues that people may be thinking about here on Veterans Radio, listening to you talk about your organization, vettix.org, vettix.org. How do you ensure that the tickets that have been donated to you to pass on to veterans and active military members don't end up in the scalping arena?
Well, that is a problem. It's not a problem for us because it doesn't happen that often, but when it does, that person obviously is eliminated from any activities with us again. You know, all these teams are smart, and most people have, they are electronic, and they can tell who comes to the games. First, did anybody use the tickets? And they can, you know, there's ways of figuring these things out, and there's no way we're going to let anybody damage our credibility or brand in the business, because if we lose our integrity here, we're not going to get more tickets from people. It's that simple. So I think typical military people, they're honorable, they appreciate what has been given to them, and they say thank you. But there's always that one or two people, you just go, really? Come on. And
I assume you make that clear up front that these are for personal use, they're not for resale, and you have a zero tolerance about that, and you're right. Military folks know how to follow orders. If you give us a pretty direct order, we're going to follow that 99% of the time.
Right, and that reputation is very, very important to us. Let me throw out a couple things to you. Without a doubt, we're very, very proud. We are the highest ranked veteran nonprofit on the great nonprofits with over 1,000 reviews averaging 5 stars. So we are so pleased that we are the highest ranked veteran nonprofit. We get non-top ratings from nonprofit audit organizations. We are listed by the CFC, the Combined Federal Campaign. We are listed on ourmilitary.mil. And again, I mentioned our CEO is named to the prestigious Hill Vets 100. If you look at our website, you're going to see all kinds of logos of some certifications for us. So I believe we're missing one certification. That's because you have to be in business for a period of time a little bit longer than we've been. So I think we got them all.
Well, I certainly checked you out on those things and was very impressed with what I saw, very impressed with the reviews I read. And whenever we on Veterans Radio bring forward an organization that's a charitable organization, we want to make sure we're giving our listeners a reliable and credible organization, and vettix.org. With all of those certifications, certainly qualifies as such. Tell us a little bit about what your overhead component is. So for every dollar that goes into VetTix, how much sticks in the company and how much is delivered to the veterans?
Well, another thing I'm very proud of, as I said, I work with a lot of nonprofits. I'm on a lot of boards, and I have that threshold of usually it's about 10% is the number any good nonprofit should be trying to stay at. The VetTix organization, again, I'm so proud to represent, is for every dollar, only 2 or 3 cents is kept by us.
That's a phenomenal statistic. Tell us how all of this gets done on such a limited administrative budget, Al, because a lot of this is very technology-driven, I can see from your website.
Well, we have only a few people. We don't have a large staff. We don't have salespeople or people, when I say sales, I mean people sales development where they're out trying to get tickets all over the country. Logically, that makes sense. But we could never afford to do that. So that's why our brand is so important. Our marketing is so important. We're trying to get PSAs out there. And we're trying to get some of our limited funds at airports. And that's why we really appreciate sponsors coming aboard and helping us like Jameson and others. So we really need that kind of help. We have only a few people. We have a couple IT people. Again, a Navy guy who, Butch Hogan, does a great job for us. His wife is involved. I mentioned Mike, Eddie Roush, one of our co-founders. He's the one that's out there developing some of our deals with the different teams and organizations. So we get hundreds of tickets from people on a consistent basis. Brandy Shannon, is also involved in development and community relations. So and we have our CFO, Cindy Creed, who's almost everybody has some involvement. Either they are ex-military or their families were military, like Cindy Creed's. All her sons were in the military. So,
well, that's one of the other things I noticed in reviewing who your founder was and who's doing, you know, sort of the day-to-day work, your executive team, if you will, and others on the board. It's a lot of people who have military background or military in their blood, and that makes a difference. There's an honorability that they all bring to this mission of providing tickets to events for active duty military personnel and veterans, and I think that's they probably see this as a very noble cause.
Well, the number one word to use here is passion. They have a passion that drives them, and you also keep those expenses down. Most of these folks, they don't do this full time. They have other things going on in their lives, they have the blessing of the companies they work for, or they're doing it part time. I hope one day our expenses go up because we have so many tickets requested, so many things going on that we have to add some staff. How about that?
But that's a good reason for it.
But right now, the Navy thing, they run a tight ship. They do not. They are military people with a passion who really believe one thing. They never want to ever be criticized for being gaudy, looking like they're spending too much money, or doing anything out of character that a disciplined military people wouldn't do.
Well, I want to encourage people to take a look at your website and contact you if they either can help by getting you some more tickets or maybe want to find their way into using the program. So why don't you take the final few minutes here and tell us how do they find you, find the organization, and find the right door to walk into?
Well, there's no doubt we've talked about it a couple times. Just go to vettix.org. And it'll tell you how to sign up. It'll tell you how to donate tickets. If you want to be a sponsor of us, that'd be the third thing I'd be hoping for. You can probably contact me, and that's easy to do as well. We have a newsroom on our website, so you can see some of the fun things happening, things we're doing. We have our testimonials on our site, which will make you always smile. Whether you want tickets or you want to be part of the Heroes Wish program, we think we bring a very positive energy and excitement to our military folks who have served us so well. We're serving them. And we would like to keep this going, and I'd love to have anybody that's listening get involved with us. And I thank you for your time.
Well, Al, we're glad to have you. We're glad that you made some time for us here on Veterans Radio. I know that they can also follow along with VetTix on your Facebook site. You guys are pretty active in social media, I believe.
Absolutely. We have an awful lot of stories going out all the time with showing the stories of the people saying thank you, as well as telling you some of the new what tickets are available. And so if you get involved, that's probably one of the easy ways to see what's going on.
Well, and so, listeners, if you're still not convinced, I'm convinced. If you're still not convinced, go on Facebook, track them for a month or so, get yourself comfortable with the organization, and then take the steps that Al mentioned on how to get involved, whether it be to donate tickets, donate some money to Heroes Wish, sign up so that you can get some tickets yourself, or maybe talk to your corporation or company that you work with in terms of a sponsorship. I'm sure vettix.org would be interested in that. And again, Al Maggs, Chief Marketing Officer for the organization, we appreciate your time. I want to thank you for being here today. I want to thank those of you who are listening to today's Veterans Radio broadcast. I am Jim Fossone. I'm a partner in Veterans Radio and a Veterans Disability Attorney at LegalHelpForVeterans.com. On behalf of Veterans Radio, until next time, you are dismissed.
If you have a VA claim denied by the Board of Veterans Appeals, contact Legal Help for Veterans at 1-800-693-4800. They're experts in handling cases before the U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. Their number again, 1-800-693-4800.